I said goodbye to the guys, as they won't be seeing me until the wedding. In 4 years and 6 months, to be precise. They all said they'd come. We took photos, and I gave each of them a small leather frame on a lanyard to hold the pictures. The wedding venue gave them to me for free when I paid the deposit on our booking. I told them to come to the ceremony wearing the photos around their necks so I won't have to go around asking each of them who they are. They made fun of me, too. It must be great to be getting married, leaving your pesky friends behind, huh? You interstellar marrying types are all traitors. I told them it wouldn't be an easy time for me either. I almost got punched when I added it was going to take me a whole 8 weeks to get to our wedding day. A month to get up to the speed of light and a month to slow down enough to make a safe landing. That's how it works. And that's even with the newest engine and latest gravity controller. It's always at least 2 months, however fancy the ship. I remember how worried you were before leaving for Alpha Centauri with your family 4.5 years ago. Are you sure you'll be all right? You asked me. It'll be only 4 months for me, but over 4.5 years for you. And that's assuming you'll take a space journey to cut your waiting time by half. It won't be easy, you know. I'll be fine, I said, our foreheads touching. I tried to make you laugh. You really got lucky, didn't you? When we meet again, I'll be 2 years older than you, instead of the other way around. Finally, you gave a goofy smile. You know what they say, my friends teased. People really mellow out after an interstellar journey. Either that or go crazy. Must be something to do with spending months on end doing nothing. I told them I wouldn't have time to loaf about. I'd have 2 months worth of work with me, different ledgers to sort out, accounts analysis, research on my firm's competitors, sales figures. To be honest, it'll all be outdated in 4.5 years. But as they said at the office, they don't really expect much. They'll just be looking to see if I made the effort. I met some other grooms-to-be on the ship, and we all decided to share a cabin. Every night we stay up chatting, joke around, and boast about our fiancés. You won't believe how cheesy these guys are. The big romantics made the place look like a wedding cake. They hung ribbons and paper flowers around the cabin, and the ship attendants had to chase them around, attaching everything to the walls with Velcro. One of the attendants explained that if the acceleration stops, we'll lose gravity, and the room would be chaos. Speaking of hopeless romantics, I bought something for you at the flea market on board. The seller called it a music ring and said she could put whatever songs I wanted in it. I thought of a few for you and got her to put them in. If you press the jewel, it plays one of the songs. I hope you'll give them a listen. The ship's like a small city. It's got that flea market and cafes as well. Sure, the company I work for makes parts for space vessels, but I only ever saw the parts, never all the parts put together. I get a kick out of reading the user instructions for the different parts printed on stickers around the ship. I was the one who edited them. I've even taken some photos to show my friends how my work's being used. It's getting really dull after almost a day on board, though. I thought in space I'd get to see loads of stars, but I couldn't see a single one when I got a chance to look out a window. You know how you can't see anything when you're in a brightly lit house and it's dark outside? Well, it's always nighttime in space. Whatever, it's fine. It's only 2 months. The people on board call this route the orbit of waiting. It draws a helix around the sun and then returns to the place it departed from. Everyone on the ship is emigrating to a different time, not a different place, trying to get to the future faster for whatever reason. Some people are traveling to the year their pension plan matures. Others hope real estate taxes will come down while they're away. There are artists, too, who believe they were born in the wrong era. I even met a high school student who's waiting for the new university entrance exam that's supposed to be implemented soon. And there are other dopes like me, of course, traveling to arrive back on Earth at the same time as our fiancés flying in from other stellar systems. The year we all end up arriving in will be better than the one we left. Discrimination against people coming back from other stellar systems shouldn't be so bad, and welfare and state pensions will have improved too. The busy hive of people on Earth will rush around putting things together, taking things apart, then fixing them, right in time for us to benefit. Though I guess that's the kind of attitude people scorn with the saying, blowing your nose into someone else's hands.